Maxine Smith was born in Memphis in 1929, when the city was completely segregated by race. In 1957, Smith applied to a graduate program at the all-white University of Memphis, then called Memphis State. She was denied because of her race. Smith said that rejection spurred her to get involved with the NAACP.
I just did what I thought was the right thing, what my adrenaline forced me to do.
After years of protesting the establishment, in 1971, Smith was the first African-American elected to the Memphis Board of Education. And in 2010, she received an honorary doctorate degree from the university that once rejected her. Smith spoke at the college's commencement ceremony and noted the changes to the admissions building, both philosophical and architectural.
I'm glad you took the high steps off. This was a long walk up to be rejected. But today I'm receiving the highest degree that Memphis, the University of Memphis, can give. I'm so proud, and I wish all of you the very best in life. There's still lots of work to be done, and this is all our world. So make sure you do your part. I see the glimmer, the gleam in your eyes. I know you will. Thank you.
Smith died today. She was 83 years old. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreaux.